This is Sick Talk with Dar and Norty. I'm Norty.
And I'm Dar.
Yeah. All right. So, Sheila Caden from Perth, Australia says she's fed up with having barbecue fumes wafted into her garden, which she claims she can't enjoy anymore. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Boo fucking who? They put their barbecue there, so I smell fish. All I can smell is fish. Well, put another shrimp on the barbie.
Fucking bitch.
And Miss Caden told Australian-based 9 News on Monday, I can't enjoy my backyard. I can't go out there. As well as complaining about the smell of food, Miss Carden, or it's Carden, not Caden, brought to court a list of other issues she had with her neighbors, which were a nuisance.
She's the nuisance.
Yeah, you need to get laid. Anyway, she sought legal orders to try and prevent her neighbors from smoking, to prevent their children playing noisily outside, and for them to turn their patio into lighting down. To turn their patio lighting down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Just close your drapes.
She's just a fucking complainer, dude. There's one in every neighborhood.
Yeah, it's not like they're shining the light at your fucking bedroom. All right.
Yeah,
so it's been devastating. It's been turmoil. It's been unrest. I haven't been able to sleep. Oh my God. Like, have you seen a doctor about this? Somebody call a wambulance.
Fucking bitch.
So she alleged that wafting smells of cigarettes, fuck you, and barbecues had caused an undue offense to her and her home in the Perth suburb of Girraween. Yeah, my grandma Rosemary was from Perth. She would have fucking wrung your neck out if you complained about the smell of cigarettes. Anyway, that's...
Or not, barbecue, dude.
Yeah.
It's fucking barbecue.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ.
However, a tribunal and the state's highest court rejected her claims.
Hallelujah.
As unreasonable and lacking in evidence. Yeah, meaning like... Your word against theirs, so the burden of proof is on you. You should know that before you go to court, dumbass.
Yeah, I hope they're able to turn it around and, like, counter-sue or something.
Yeah, just for wasting their time.
Right.
You know. The tribunal does not accept that the parents, by allowing their children to play in the backyard, use the patio for small scooters or toys, constitutes a reasonably a nuisance.
Yeah, that's what kids do. They play in the backyard, like... What do you want them locked up in the house?
Yeah.
Fucking stupid bitch.
What they are doing is living in their backyard and their home as a family, according to the tribunal.
Yeah.
Tribunal also heard that the neighbors had already removed their barbecue prior to the hearing in an attempt to appease Miss Carden, so they were willing to work with her, while they'd also discouraged their children from playing ball games outside. So they were willing to work with her.
But she was still trying to be a fucking cunt.
Yeah. They have not allowed the children out at night, have not used the patio at night, and have not turned on the lights for several months for fear of reprisals from the applicant. Despite the rejection, Ms. Carden has challenged the decision of the court and supplied a 400-page appeal in an attempt to overturn it. So you wrote a fucking book on the fact that you're a cunt.
Fucking cunt.
You're a cunt. Let people live their life. They're kids.
Jesus Christ.
It's not like they're on your property lighting up cigarettes.
Some people are just so fucking miserable in life.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
Well, I mean, if I couldn't eat meat or fish, I would be pretty fucking miserable too.
Yeah, it's lack of protein. It fucks with your brain. Yeah. It literally does. The fact that our brain evolved came from cooking meat with fire. Made the protein more accessible for our digestive system, so we were able to take in more protein that doubled the size of our brain. This bitch isn't eating any protein. Her brain is shrinking.
So, number one, Ms. Carden, I want you to meet with a nutritionist and figure out if there are some vitamin deficiencies and nutrient deficiencies, which I'm sure there are.
Fuck with your brain, man.
I want you to meet with a psychologist or psychiatrist to get down to the nitty gritty of why you are
why
such
you're
a twat.
Cunt. Yeah, a fucking cunt.
Yeah.
I want a diagnosis on why you're such a bitch.
And meanwhile, these people, I'm just assuming, probably had to miss work to go to court over your fucking
Yeah.
this petty are, grudge.
Like, I hope they countersue or whatever they do over there in Australia. They say, fuck this bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck her. Her constant complaining is a nuisance for me and my family.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
400 pages. Like, who the fuck's got time to read all that? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, hopefully they countersue.
Yeah, fuck that lady. Fuck her.
All right. Well, this has been Sick Talk. Throw another shrimp on the Barbie.
Hopefully she chokes on her eggplant.